With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting Israel has unleashed massive new strikes on Gaza after Islamic radicals and Hamas refused to release more hostages, causing the fragile ceasefire to collapse. In an interview with Tom Tratup of SRN News, Joel Rosenberg, founder of the website All Israel News, says Hamas failing to release more hostages is sad but predictable.
This is demonic, actually. I think many of these Hamas operatives are demon-possessed. Tom, we are facing a genocidal army, and what this has done, if there's any silver lining in it, I mean, the country's grieving, but as we focus on All Israel News and with the anger level has unified, even Netanyahu, some of his worst critics are saying, Netanyahu, go in and vanquish Hamas once for all.
The White House says President Trump was advised of Israel's plans in advance and approved the Netanyahu government taking whatever action it deems necessary. Chief Justice John Roberts issued a rare public statement Tuesday pushing back after President Trump called to impeach a federal judge that ruled against his administration in a high-profile deportation case. Former Chief Assistant U.S. Attorney Andrew McCarthy favors President Trump's efforts to deport illegal criminals, but believes his legal justification may raise a few eyebrows in the federal courts.
And then when you want to go into them and say, oh, and by the way, give me unilateral authority to throw people out of the country, that's not the way you set up your situation, you know, the arguments that you want to make with these courts.
Chief Justice Roberts says it has been established that impeachment is not an appropriate response to disagreement concerning a judicial decision. This is SRN News. Christian singer-songwriter Chris Tomlin is an executive producer for a new movie.
The film The Last Supper depicts the events of Jesus' last dinner with his disciples before his death on the cross. Tomlin told churchleaders.com that the movie is right on the nose biblically and is beautifully and powerfully done. Tomlin's song No Greater Love is featured during the closing credits. It's a song he wrote before knowing about the movie, but Tomlin said it fits perfectly. George Williams, SRN News.
Police in Southern California are investigating the desecration of a Hindu temple as a hate crime. The temple was vandalized with anti-Hindu and anti-India graffiti and has heightened concerns following a slew of such incidents over the past year. While one Hindu group suggests the incident may be linked to Sikh separatists, others warn such an assumption could endanger the Sikhs. This is SRN News. The last surviving pilot of the Battle of Britain has died.
John Paddy Hemingway has died at the age of 105 at his home in Dublin. Hemingway was just 20 years old when he and his comrades in the Royal Air Force took to the skies to fight off wave after wave of Nazi aircraft that sought to pound Britain into submission in 1940. During dogfights with German aircraft, Hemingway was twice forced to bail out of his Hurricane fighter, once landing in the sea off the coast of England, before returning to his squadron to resume the fight. John Scott reporting.
Canada's new leader will announce a multi-billion dollar radar purchase from Australia and an expansion of military operations in the Arctic while visiting Canada's far north in an effort to assert sovereignty over the increasingly contested region. More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.